Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph at the very top of the page. Today we're going to give another explanation why it is that Abaye retracted his distinction between a place where they're knowing to write a ksuba and a place where they're not knowing to write a ksuba in terms of whether a guy is believed to say that he has already paid, whether a person is believed to say parati on something that is in fact a maisa based in. So that's going to lead us all the way to the Mishnah. And then at the Mishnah, we're going to continue to discuss what happens when you find different shtaros. But today's Mishnah is going to talk about shtaros that you do not return. It's going to give a list of shtaros that when you find them, you don't return them to anybody. The Gemara is going to discuss specifically when it comes to a get. When do you return a get? If just by the husband saying that go ahead and give it to her, and when do we assume that no, that's not enough reason to return it? Because who knows? Maybe there's another man that has the same name as this man, another woman that has the same name as his wife. Maybe this isn't the get that this fellow has lost. The Gemara is going to have both Rabba and Rabbi Zeira ask very similar questions on the Mishnah Maseches Gittin that says not to return a get, except Rabba is going to ask the question that it seems to be against our Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira is going to say, no, that Mishnah in Gittin seems to be against a Braisa. Very similar questions and a very similar answer that they're going to give to that question. The Gemara is going to discuss why one question is from a Mishnah and the other from a Braisa, if it's a very similar question. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have two additional answers to that stira, whether it be the stira between the Mishnah and Gittin and our Mishnah, or the stira between the Mishnah and Gittin and the Braisa, two additional answers to that stira. So let's pick up where we left off. Two lines from the top of the page, Ve'ela, in Dav Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ve'ela mi detanya Reb Chiya Bar Ami, what we're trying to figure out is a source that an almana min ha'erusin gets a ksuba. Why are we trying to figure out a source that an almana min ha'erusin gets a ksuba? Because if you recall, the conversation started when we said that when Rabbi Yochanan said that anyone who's toein achra ma'isa beizdin lo amar klum, that anyone who says parati on something that's a ma'isa beizdin, something that's an institution of beizdin, we don't believe him to say parati. Because when there's a ma'isa beizdin, even if there's no shtar, it's ki'ilu that there's a shtar. So the Gemara had said, well, that's obvious. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a woman has a get. Even if she doesn't have a ksuba, she can collect her ksuba. The husband is not believed to say parati because a ksuba is a ma'isa beizdin. So that's obvious. So Abaye said, no, that's not obvious at all. Maybe the only time she can use a get to collect her ksuba is b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuba. But in a place where you actually do write a ksuba, maybe she needs to have her ksuba. And taking out the get would not be enough. So that Mishnah doesn't prove that you can't say parati on a ma'isa beizdin. And then Abaye changed his mind. So the first version of how Abaye changed his mind was that you can't distinguish between a place where they write a ksuba and a place where they don't write a ksuba, because if you made such a distinction, an almana min ha'erusin would never be able to collect, because the guy would always be able to say parati. The guys yorshim who are alive will always be able to say parati, since by erusin they haven't written the ksuba yet. So if you hold that you need a ksuba, b'makom shekosvin ksuba, you need a ksuba in order to collect, the almanim and erusin would never be able to collect. So once we mention that's the reason Abaye retracted, the Gemara says, well, who says an almanim and erusin gets a ksuba? Why would we be under this impression that an almanim and erusin gets a ksuba at all? So we had one explanation of why we thought almanim and erusin gets a ksuba yesterday, and now we're going to give a second explanation of why we think an almana min erusin gets a ksuba. So says Gemara, Velami d'tani Rabbi Chiya. Second line, Velami d'tani Rabbi Chiya bar Ami. From the fact that Rabbi Chiya bar Ami taught, Ishto Arusa, a man's wife who's only had erusin with him, lo onein v'lo metamela. If she dies, he does not become an onein over her, nor can he be metame to her, if he is a Rashi points out, obviously, if he is a kohen, im kohen. Because the halacha is that one can only, a kohen can only be mitami to his wife when she is she'ero, but she is not she'ero yet when they haven't yet had kiruv basar. So or at least not, as Rashash points out, she'ero akarov elav. She may be Sheiro, but she's not Sheiro Akaro Velov if they haven't had Kiruv Basar, and she needs to be Sheiro Akaro Velov in order to be, for the Kohen husband to have a heter to be Metami to her. V'chein he, and on the flip side, if the husband dies, she, lo onenes, there's no aninus, there's no dinim of aninus for her to observe over his death, v'lo metama lo, and she is not metame tim. Now, what does that mean? V'lo metama lo. So she can't be kohenes. There's no such din that a female kohen is not allowed to be metame to people. So Rashi writes, lav mishum kuno kamar dein kohanus musaro salatuma tichsev b'nei Aaron. It says in the pasuk b'nei Aaron, and we darshan v'lo b'nos Aaron. So we're not talking about the isur tuma. Rather, what we're saying is ela'ina zukuka letame lo. Lo kohenes v'lo yisraelis. Shemitzvah l'sasik b'shiva meisei mitzvah amurim b'parsha. Normally, you have a mitzvah to deal with your relatives when one's relatives die. So one has a mitzvah to take care of the relatives. She doesn't have this mitzvah. She doesn't have this requirement. A heter to be metame dim? Of course. She's mutter to be metame to whomever. She has no dinim of kuhuna. So certainly a heter, but the lo metame lo means she has no requirement to be metame dim. And how do I know that in general there's a requirement to be metame? Because the pasuk says lo yitama. And we darshan lo yitama mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah for a person to be metame to relatives. The pasuk is talking about a kohen and his relative, so it's a machlokas in the beginning of Masechta Sota where the lo yitama is mitzvah rishus, but we pass in lo yitama is a mitzvah, that normally a kohen has a mitzvah, or not just a kohen, anybody has a mitzvah to be metame to their relatives. So this is no exception. The woman who's fully married would have a din of being a mitzvah to be metame to her husband, but an arusa does not. So far we don't have our raya yet that an arusa is entitled to ksuba. Mesa Eino Yarsha. So it continues, if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. Meshu, if he dies, Govik Subasa. She collects her ksuba. Ooh, so right there, you have Beferish, that an almana mina erisin collects a ksuba. So says Gemara, yeah, but Dilma de Kasavla. That's not a raya that it's automatic, that erisin, it's an automatic takanas based in, that a woman is entitled to a ksuba. Maybe that's talking about Bechiai Gavna, in such a case where he actually wrote her a ksuba. He went lefnim yishur as din. He decided on his own. He loved her so much to write her a ksuba. Bechi temet de Kasavla meilameima. Yeah, but if he wrote her a ksuba, then of course she's allowed to collect. It's like writing any shtar. Of course she would be allowed to collect. So Mesa in Yarsha Srichle, Inachinami, that's not a chiddush, but the chiddush is that Mesa in Yarsha, that he doesn't yarshin her when she dies. That's the whole chiddush of the whole thing. So therefore, Abaye's initial reason for saying that there's a distinction for backtracking on his distinction between Makom Shekosvin Ksuba and Makom Shein Kosvin Ksuba, so is concluded and rejected, and we're going to have to say that there's another reason that Abaye backtracked on his distinction between Makom Shekosvin Ksuba and Makom She'en Kosvin Ksuba. Again, because what was his original reason for backtracking on that distinction? Because if we're going to make such a distinction, how's an Almana Min HaErusin ever going to collect her Ksuba? Well, the answer might be, who says an Almana Min HaErusin has to collect a Ksuba? Maybe there's no din of an Almana Min HaErusin collecting a Ksuba. That can't be the reason you back out of this distinction, because how is an Almana Min HaErusin going to collect a Ksuba? We don't have anywhere that we know that an Almana Min HaErusin is supposed to collect a Ksuba. So Ella, rather, the reason Abaye backs out on a distinction between Makom Shekosvin Ksuba and Makom She'en Kosvin Ksuba, again, where Abaye wanted to say that when can a woman use a get to collect her Ksuba? Only in a place where the practice was that they never actually wrote a ksuba, so the get's her best shot, but in a place where they actually write a ksuba, then she actually needs to produce the ksuba, otherwise the husband will be able to say, parati, I paid it back, even though it's a maisa beis din, he'd be able to say, parati. Ela Abaye migufa d'masnisin kahadabe. Abaye backtracked based on the Mishnah itself. Because if the Mishnah itself that says that a woman is able to collect using only her get is limited to a place where they don't write a ksuba, and that's why she's able to use her get, because they don't write a ksuba, the get hainu ksubasa, where the get becomes the ksuba because they don't write a ksuba, Atu get manam asayim ksiv bay. How can she collect the exact amount of the get? Does the get say numbers? Does it say how much he owes her? The get just says that he's divorcing her. So how can we know exactly what to pay her based on the get? V'chit heman, if you're going to say, no, kibin de tekin rabbanon l'migvela, kemand ksiv bay dami. It's a takana de rabbanon, that a basula gets masayim and almana gets mana. Everyone knows what the numbers are. So once you're in a place where they don't write a ksuba, and the takana is that a woman's able to collect with a get, you don't need the numbers. Of course she's able to collect those known amounts. Well, litan v'lema parati. Why can't he be able to say parati, that I've already paid it back? You don't have any proof to the numbers. There's no shtar on those numbers. And if you're going to say, well, maybe we could tell the guy, listen, if you really paid it back, then you should have torn up the get. He can say to us very simply, I wanted to tear up the get when I paid the ksuba. She wouldn't let me. Why wouldn't she? And she had a good taina why she wouldn't let me. Because you have to remember, the get is not only functioning as a ksuba, it's also proof that she's divorced. And if she wants to get remarried, she's going to have to show the Masada Kiddushin that she's divorced, that the old marriage is over. So she wouldn't let me tear up the get, even though I paid up the ksuba, because she wants to get married with it. You could have torn up the get and then had written on the get that the reason this get has a tear in it. I mean, that's what we do. We tear a get when it's concluded. So you could say that the reason this get has a tear in it, not because it's pasul, but because the tear represents the fact that the ksuba was already paid up, and therefore she can't collect the ksuba again with this get. But don't worry, she could still get remarried with it. So why don't we do that? That would be the appropriate thing to do. Man gives his wife a get, they're divorced, she says, okay, I have a get, I want my ksuba. So as soon as he pays the ksuba, we should make a tear in the get and a notation by the tear that this tear is to signify that the ksuba has already been paid, but the get is kosher, she is in fact divorced. So it says, Atu called the magvi beidina magvi. You think Beis Din is always present when they're collecting ksuba? She probably went to him to collect the ksuba, and that was it. And he doesn't know all the shtick. He doesn't know exactly what you're supposed to write in the get. Now the Chachmas Menoch in the back of the Gemara points out, Gita Dinan de Karanuhu, he says, Nir Bein Avilo Sagi Le Belo Kriya, Im Kosi Lo Tugbe Zim Nachriti, Efshem Shem Dieshlacha Shema Timchakenu Ad Shalo Yehi Nikar Hetev. He says, why do you need to tear it? Meaning, what was the Gemara's suggestion? Tear it and write a notation next to the tear. Once you're able to make notes on it, what difference does it make if you tear it or you don't tear it? Just make a note on the get. Ksuba's already been paid. Get, still a get, ksuba's already been paid. So what do you need? So says the Chachmas Menoch, now the concern is that anything you're going to add in shall work vigorously to erase whatever you added in. But if there's a tear on the get, it would be to her detriment to erase the notation, because then it would make it look like the whole get is pasul. So that notation is something that you want to keep, that she's going to want to keep in the get. So the Kach Yosef Tov Shikranu Gamkein, says the Chachmas Menoch, better for her to have it torn as well, does Latuchal Moch, Kadeshleyam, because then she's not going to want to have it erased, because then everyone's going to say it's a get puzzle, and she's not going to be able to get remarried using that get. Okay, now we move on to the next Mishnah, but toward the bottom of the page. So we're continuing in the series of Mishnahs. What happens when you find a shtar in the street? What's the appropriate behavior? What are you supposed to do with a shtar that you find in the street? So matzah gite nashim, if a person finds a get in the street, or v'shechurei avadim, he finds a shtar shechur of an eved, tatike matana, he finds a daitiki, a shtar of a matana, that someone is owed a matana, v'shovin, or a receipt that says that someone has already paid back a loan. Hareze lo yachzer, you don't return any of those shtaros. Why? Because all of these shtaros we have to be choshesh that maybe yes they wrote this shtar, but then they never actually followed through with it. They never actually gave the get was never given, the daitiki, the matana was never given, the shechurei avadim was never given. That all these things they never followed through. So the poskim have a discussion. What if you find a shtar? You have a shtar where you find the shovar. The halacha is beferish in the mishnah. You don't return the shovar. Great. Can the guy use the shtar to collect with now? I mean, we didn't return the receipt that says the shtar has already been paid back. Reuven has a shtar that says Shimon owes him money. There is a receipt out there that says that Shimon's already paid it back, but we're not returning the receipt. But we know that the receipt exists, that it's out there, that it's been found. So can can Reuven collect the money from Shimon? So that's bein shtar chov that you find the shover, or shtar ksuba that you find the shover. Chalkas mechokek and Ebenezer Simon Kovir and the Beis Shmuel over there say that if you find the shover of a ksuba, misafek the ksubas becheskasa, and you're allowed to use the ksuba to collect. Meaning, it's still a safek, but you can use the ksuba to collect because we don't return the shover. The whole point of not returning the shover is we're saying that it's ki'ilu, it's unpaid, and therefore you could still collect it. However, the Taz and the Drisha over there in Evne Ezer, and the Taz in Chosh Mishpatzim and Samachay say that even though we don't return the shover, but it's still a safek, and as a safek, you cannot collect with that shtar. Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, the shtar is not enough of a raya, because there is a shover that's out there. And that's what Rabbi Kiveger says as well, that you cannot collect with that shtar chov. So the Achronim raised the issue, Rabbi Kiveger and others, according to the Drisha and the Taz, that you're not allowed to collect with that shtar chov, and the woman would not be able to collect her ksuba with her shtar ksuba when we know that there's a shover out there. So what's the value of not returning the shover? Meaning, our mishnah makes a big deal. Oh, you found the shover, we're suspicious, so don't return the shover. But anyway, they're not going to be able to use, once it's known that the shover is found, they're not going to be able to collect with their shtar anyway. So you might as well return the shover, and they'll have proof that it's been paid. Doesn't make a difference. What's the point of not returning the shover? So Rabbi Kiveger suggests that we don't return the shover, even though the husband is muksak in the karka that's designated for ksuba anyway, and the isha and the lekuchos don't have any wouldn't lose anything by returning the shover, because if the shover was not in the hands of the baal, the lekuchos, that the woman who sold the ksuba to, after the lekuchos would be able to go back to the woman. But if you return the shover to the baal, then the lekuchos would not be able to find any other raya, because they would assume that the husband has already paid up the ksuba, and they're not going to think that there's anything to look into, that they should investigate any further to try to find any raya. So meaning, not returning the shover at least leaves it up in the air enough that people are going to look for further evidence. But once you return the shover, it's like case closed. So no one's going to be looking for any further evidence once you return the shover. But that's the machlokas in the Achronim, whether you can, granted we're not returning the shover, so what does that mean for us? Does that mean that the shtar can be used, or does that mean that the shtar cannot be used? But the Gemara is going to focus specifically on get for the rest of the daf. So we said that if you find a get, don't return the get. So says Gemara, time of the nimlach, shlolitnan. Ha'amar tenu, nosen. Apparently, the reason you don't return the get is because the husband said, don't return it. The husband claims that he never got divorced with it, that he never used it, so you can't return the get to the woman. But it sounds like if the husband were to say tenu, if he were to say, yeah, go ahead, give that get, then you would give it, vafil zman meruba, even if the get was lost months ago, years ago, however long ago, still you could return the get so much later. Frak the Gemara Urim Minu, but I'll ask you, Stira, Hamevi get Vavade Menu, Mitzo li alter kasher, Imlav Pasul, that if a person was bringing a get and the shliach lost the get on the way, and then he finds it right away, if he finds it right away, it's kosher. But if he doesn't find it right away, it's going to be pasul, that for zman merubo or choshesh, that maybe someone else by the same name got divorced within that time or wrote a get within that time, and maybe this get doesn't belong to this person, so the shliach finds a get. He may not have found the same get that he lost. He may have found a different get that just happens to have the same names. So you see that zman merubo, we're not going to assume it's the same get. Yet in our Mishnah, it sounds like it doesn't make a difference whether it's a zman meruba or not. In our Mishnah, it sounds like the only reason you don't return is because the husband's not being moda. But if the husband says tenu, so then you can go ahead and give it. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, not a problem. Lo kasha. Kan b'makom shashiyos mitzuyos. If it's a highly frequented area, it's a place that people come from all over the world, so then you have to make the assumption that maybe this get fell from somebody else and someone else has the same name. But it's you're in a small town, no one ever comes by here, and you have this name, so you have the right to assume that it's the same get. Even Lizman Merubi, you could assume it's the same get. Tosus points out, the Alter Kasher, he says, Afilu Abaye de Chayish Letre Yitzchak, Afilu Hecha de Lo Huchsak, that Abaye is Choshesh in Mesechus Yevamos for Trey Yitzchak. What that means is that if someone comes and says that Yitzchak from a certain place died, so can his wife get remarried? So Abai says, I don't know, may not be the same Yitzchak. And even though we don't know, we don't have a chazaka that there is another Yitzchak from that same place, still by a get that you find right away, he's not going to be concerned. He's not going to be concerned that there's another person that has the same name. And he's worried about another person, the same name, the same Yitzchak from that town, because that there's no such thing as the Alter versus the Achrazman and something like that. However long people live, that's how long the guy's name was Yitzchak, his whole life. So you can't have a Lialter versus a Liachrazman. But by the get, where we could distinguish between the Lialter and the Achrazman, even Abaye would be modus, as Tosos, that if it's Lialter, you don't have to have any such concerns. You can easily return it right away. Now, when we said that Ha'amar Tanu Nosnin, that from our Mishnah, you get the impression that if the husband says, give it, you give it. What does that mean? If the husband says, give it, you give it. Does that mean the husband says, I already divorced her, so it's okay, you can give her the get and she'll have that as proof? Or is it the husband saying, we haven't yet gotten divorced, but it's okay, I don't mind getting divorced. Give it to her as my shliach to divorce her. What is the Ha'amar Tznu Nosen? So Rashi says it means give it right now. So it sounds like he's saying that the husband is saying, yeah, divorce her right now, meaning we're not divorced yet, but give her this get and we'll be divorced right now. So which would mean give it in front of Edei Mesira. You have to arrange an entire giving of a get. It's not just Stam returning a document. They have to arrange a Sidra Gittin, and then she'll be divorced with it Mikan Alaba. The Brice on Amud Beis that we're going to quote is also going to say Matzah Get Isha B'Shuk B'Zman Shabal Moda Yachzir Isha. And Rashi Maseches Gittin writes that he says to give it to her, meaning give it to her as a get. However, Tosos in Dibra Maschil Ha Hamar Tznosin and Maseches Gittin say that from the fact that it says B'Zman Shabal Moda, what does it mean? Moda, that he's moda to what she said. What's she saying? It must be that she's saying she's already divorced, and the husband's being moda that they're already divorced. So he's not saying give it right now. He's saying we've already been divorced. You can give her back her proof that she's divorced because it's true. We actually are divorced. And that's what it means, give it. So that's machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what Amar Tanu Nosnin is. There's also a discussion we had over here, a distinction between if Shliach loses a get and then he finds it. Can he assume it's the same get? So we said Lialter. If it's right away, then you could assume it's the same get. How do you define right away? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Gittin Chav Zayin and Beis, that the altar is Shlosha Get B'Kadesh Tavar Shom Sheyara V'Tishra. That enough time that another, there hasn't been enough time for another caravan to come through and be there long enough. So within that amount of time, that another caravan could have come through. So that's what we assume is the altar. The truth is, it's a whole Sugi Maseches Gittin, and there are three shitos what the altar is. Rabbi Nosson says that shita. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says Kadesh Shiyadav Omid V'Roesh Lo Avar Sham Adam, that someone has to watch and see that no other human being has passed since that get has been dropped. So that's a much more narrow period of time of the altar. Then there's Yesh Amrim Shlosha Sham Adam, that no one has been, people could have passed by, but no one has waited there. No one has stayed around there. And then the other opinions, more than three opinions. Rebbe says, Kedei Lichtov as a get, the amount of time that it would take to write another get, or the amount of time that it would take to read a get, or the amount of time that it would take to write and to read a get. So all of these different opinions. So Rashi's taking a stand, meaning it sounds like he's just defining the altar. But no, it's a whole sugya, and Rashi's telling us how to pass on the sugya. What's more curious is the Bartanura's position. The Bartanura on the word the altar says miyad. So Tos Yantav says, Shkayach, you know, thank you very much. The altar means miyad. You know, there's a whole sugya. You should have given some sort of indication of how we paskin on the issue of the altar. For whatever reason, the Bar Tanura wasn't interested in taking the stand. So says Gemara, so what did we say over here? That if it's a place, Shashayaros Mitsuyos, then you cannot return the get because you have to assume that maybe it then Lizman Maruba, you cannot return it because you have to assume that maybe it belongs to someone else who has the same name. But Rabbah qualifies, even if it's a place where Sheros Matsuyos Vulushuch Skushne Yosef and Shimon Birachas. That's only if we know that there's another person by that same name in that city. Because if you don't assume that we know of another person by that same name, Kasha Daraba Adaraba, we're going to have a stira in Rabba. Because the story happened, it was a Maisa Shahaya that we found the get in by, and it came up in the basin of Rav Huna. And it said that it was in a town called Shviri on the river of Rachis. That's how we write. We put all sorts of landmarks in a get to identify the location of the get. So I'm Rav Huna, Chayshina L'Shnei Shviri. Rav Huna says, I know we don't know of another person by this name in this town of Shviri, but do we know that this is the only town called Shviri? Maybe there's another town called Shviri, and in that alternate universe of Shviri, there's another person by the same name. So Rechoshesh for Shnei Shviri. Vamle Rechista the Rabba. So when they heard that psak from Rav Huna, Rav Chista said to Rabba, Pokayen Badalot Abay Menach Rav Huna. You know that Rav Huna's interested in the sugya now, so tonight at night Seder, you better be prepared, because he's going to bring up this Shaila. So go, you better look into it, see what you think about this Shaila, whether you're Rechoshesh for a second town called Shviri. Nafak Dok Vyashkach Titnan called Maisa Bezin Arezi Yachsir. He went, he did the research, he found the Mishnah that any Maisa Bezin you can return it. The husband's not going to be believed to say that he paid. Any Maisa Bezin you're allowed to return. Vabedina de Rav Huna de Chimakam Shasheras Mitzvios Dami. So Rabba Paskin to return it. But wait a second, isn't Rav Huna's Bezin a place that was frequented by a lot of people? It was Makam Shasheras Mitzvios. People would come from all over to his Bezin. And nevertheless, Vakapashat Rabba de Yachsir. Rabbi still says to return it. Yet we learned that Rabbi had said that if it's Mimakam Shashiyaros Mitsuyos, you don't return it because you have to be Choshesh that someone else had that same name. So don't you see a stira within Rabbi? So Alma, Ihuch, Skushneyos, Mitshaman, In, Ilolo. It must be the way to resolve the stira is that even in a place that's frequented by a lot of people, we're only going to hesitate to return it when we know that there's another person that has that same name. But if we don't know of another person that has that same name, we're not going to start dreaming up an alternate town by the same name where maybe there's someone there that has the same name as this person. That far he doesn't go. So that's how to be miyashiv the stira in Rabba. So the way Rabba comes out lahalacha is that if you're in a place that when do you return, when do we not return the get? When you're in a place where it's very common that there are a lot of people from the outside that are coming by here all the time, and it's been a zman meruba, and we know that there's more than one person by this name. Only then do we say, wait, this may not belong to the person who's claiming it. It may belong to somebody else. But if you're missing any of those factors, then we would not hesitate to return it. Tav Tosas raises a question. Chayshin l'shnei Shviri. Rav Huna says we're worried that there might be two places named, both called Shviri. V'im tamrim ken l'Rav Huna heichi garish kol adam es ishto. L'Rav Meir deyda mochiach mitocho kivin de chayshin l'shnei Shviri. How do you ever get divorced? How can anyone ever, because you always have to be choshesh. Oh, there must be another North Woodmere somewhere else that someone else has the same name. That's you can never get divorced. V'yishlamo kivin de huska v'shapir mochiach mitocho v'mikal makam k'shen nafal chayshin. Granted, generally we need muchach mitocha. We need to get to be muchach that from the words that we know exactly who it is. And if you're choshesh l'shnei shviri, you never have that. But that's only when there's some sort of reyus on the get. It fell. It was lost. It was so now we're picking it up from nowhere. We don't. But if a person had been holding on to the get the entire time, so we're not going to dream up these concerns when there's no cause for concern on the get. Now the Torah's Gittin raises a very fundamental question over here. That what do I want to say? I'm worried that there's another town of Shviri. Where exactly is this other town of Shviri? Wherever it is, it's far enough away that we don't know because it's we don't know if it even exists. So we're choshesh that there's another Shviri. And even if we do know where it exists, it's not here, right? You wouldn't have two towns of Shviri right next to each other. It's far away. There is a halacha based on a din in the Torah, based on the din of Egla Arufa, that one of the ways that we're machriya halacha is basar akarov. We're familiar with achri rabim lahata, so we always go basar the rov. But there's also sugi m'sachs about basra, which is a greater machriya? Is a rov a greater machriya, or is karov a greater machriya? But certainly when you don't have a rov, karov works. Karov is a machriya. The town that's closest to the dead body is the town that we assume the dead body had come from, right? Karov works as a machriya. So asks the Torah's Gittin, so I know which Shviri it came, even if there is another Shviri, I know exactly which Shviri it came from. It came from the Shviri that's closest, because Karov is a Machriya, so it must be from this Shviri, and therefore it must be this guy, if there's only one person by this name, in our Shviri. So the Torah's Gittin suggests, based on the Ran, they were talking that it's Huchsak, that there's another city that's called Shviri, and that's why it puts the river, the name of the river, in the get. So you can't say that you follow the Karov, because we know that there's another city, so maybe there's a rove in that city. Meaning what we must be assuming is, this is exactly the Sugya Bal Basra. It's a rove versus a Karov. That city is more, the further city is more heavily populated, and that's why it's legitimately a suffix. So if you know that there's another Shviri, and you know that that other Shviri has more people than this Shviri, so it's a rove versus a Karov. It's interesting that you would consider that a rove, the fact that it has more people, because it's not like any person in that entire city is eligible to be the owner of this get. It's only if your name is Yosef ben Shimon. So are we huchzak that there are more Yosef ben Shimons in that city? I don't know. So that's an interesting take that the Torah's Gittin has to try to resolve this issue. But the kasha is a really strong kasha. Okay, says Gemara further, Avad Rabba Uvda Beikisna de Pumbedisa Kishmaite. Rabba Paskind, like he said, that you need that you needed to be, in order to be Choshesh, you needed to be Zman Meruba, and you needed to be Sheyaros Mitsuyos, and you need to be that it's Huchsak, that there's another person by that name. So Ikeda Amri Hecha de Mizavni Kisna. Some say it was a place where they had sold Kisna, Vuhu Shalo Huchsaku, and so it was a place that was Sheyaros Mitsuyos, and they were not Huchsak as having two people by that name. Afagav de Shchifin Shayarta, even though there were a lot of people coming through, if it wasn't Huchsak, that's why Rabba said not to return the get. V'igadamri, Hecha de Taru Kisna, that no, this wasn't a marketplace for flax. This was a place where they soaked flax, where they produced it. It was a factory in some area that's some remote place where people didn't go. V'afagav de Huchsaku, and even though it was Huchsak, that there were two people by that name, those Shchicha Shayaros. But it wasn't a place where Shayaros commonly went, and that's why he said that that we could return it. We're not Choshesh, that it was that it fell from somebody else. So two versions of Rabba as to why it is he allowed to return it and was not Choshesh that maybe it fell from somebody else, either because there was not a place of Shayaros, or because it was not Huchsak that there was another person by that name. Rabbi Zeira Rami Masnisna Braiso Mishani. See, the way Rabba raised the question was that our Mishnah was against the Mishnah in Gittin. Our Mishnah sounded like Lizman Meruba, you can return it if the husband says give it, and the Mishnah in Gittin said you're not allowed to return it Lizman Meruba. So Rabbi Zeira says that forget about our Mishnah versus the Mishnah in Gittin. We have a problem with the Mishnah in Gittin versus a Braisa, not versus our Mishnah, but against a Braisa. Umashani, and he came with a similar answer to Rabba's answer. Tanan, the way he asked the question was as follows. The Mishnah says, Hamevi get vavadei mena matzalat kashvim lav pasul. The Mishnah in Gittin, exactly the way we quoted it before, that someone's bringing a get and he loses it and then he finds it. So if he finds it right away, so okay, it's the same get. But le'achas man, a while later, you can't assume it's the same get. Or a minu, but the stira is not from our Mishnah. The stira is that we have a brisa. Matzah get isha b'shuk bizman shabal moda yachzer li'isha. If the husband is moda that this is in fact a good get, you can give it back to the woman. Eina bal moda lo yachzer lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. If the husband is not moda, then he can't give it back to anybody. But katani mia, what did we say? Bizman shabal moda yachzer li'isha v'afilu lezman meruba. That if the husband is moda, you can give it back to the woman, even though it's a significant time later. So apparently we can still give it back much, much later and assume it's the same person. That's the stira, that this price is against the Mishnah Gittin. The Mishani and Rabbi Zeira answers it, kan b'makom shasharos mitzuyos, kan b'makom shasharos mitzuyos. Very similar to the way Rabbi answered it. The difference is it a place where there are shasharos mitzuyos, or is it not a place for shasharos mitzuyos? Igad amri v'huch shuhuch suku d'lo nedar. And some have the version of Rabbi Zeira is that's only in a case where it's huchsaku that you're not gonna return it. Meaning the only time you're gonna return it is if it's where you're gonna hesitate to return it is if it's zman meruba shayaros mitzios
and you're huchsak that there are two people by that name. So exactly like Rabba, that only when you have all three of those things do we say, wait a second, this might not be this person's get, we better not return it. So Rabbi Zeir is actually saying the same thing as Rabba. But Ikadamri afal gavdalo huchsku. Some say that Rabbi Zeir would say, I don't even need to have a chazaka that you have two people of the same name. Lo nahadar, you're still not going to return it, just based on the information that it's been a zman meruba and that there are shayaras mitzuyos. And in that sense, upliga the Rabbah. If that's what Rabbi Zeira really meant, he's arguing on Rabbah. But be that as it may, whether he's arguing on some detail or not arguing on some detail with Rabbah, whether you have three qualifications or two qualifications that are necessary in order to hesitate, in order to refrain from returning this get. But the bottom line is, they both asked a very similar stira. Rabbah asked the stira between a Mishnah and Gittin and a Mishnah and Bab Metzia, and Rabbi Zeira asked the stira between a Mishnah and Gittin and a Braisa. So says Gemara, Bishlam Rabbah Lamar Rabbi Zeira. I understand why Rabbah didn't ask Rabbi Zeira's stira, Masnisan Alim Lelakshuye. It's always better when you got a Mishnah against the Mishnah rather than a Mishnah against the Braisa. Mishnah against a Mishnah, a much stronger question. As Rabbi Zeira might tell Lamar Rabbah, why didn't Rabbi Zeira just ask the stira from our Mishnah? Meaning, after all, didn't our Mishnah say that you don't return it only because the husband isn't moda? But if the husband is moda, isn't the diuk a good diuk? That if the husband is moda, then you can return it even lizman meruba. So says Rabbi Zeira, no. Amalach mikatani ha'amar tnu nosen vafil lizman meruba. It's a big diuk to make in our Mishnah. All the Mishnah said is don't return it. So you're going to make a diuk. Oh, but if the husband says yes, then you do return it. And you know when? Even lizman meruba you would return. That's a too much of a diuk. Dilma ha'amar tnu nosen uliyam ketekaimil in the altar. Maybe if the husband says yes, then you do return it, but only if it's lialter, maybe not if it's lizman meruba. So that's not necessarily a stira. Leman diyamer the Rabbi Zeira b'makom shasheres mitzuyos v'al kafish loch skushnei Yosef ben Shimon upliga the Rabbah b'maykom iflugi. If Rabbi Zeira disagrees with Rabbah on that last detail, that Rabbi Zeira would say you can't return it even if we don't know of another Yosef ben Shimon, what are they arguing about? If you say that Rabbah holds that in order to not return it, you need it to be zman meruba, makom shasheres mitzuyos, and Huchsuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, and Rabbi Zeira would say, no, you only need Zman Meruba and Sheiros Mitzuyos, but you don't need Huchsuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, you still wouldn't return it. What's the Nekuda Samachlokas? Rabbi Sever Dektani Kol Maisa Bezin Reza Yachzir Dishtakach BeBezin Askinan. When we say you return a Maisa Bezin, it means that you return something that was found in Bezin. UBezin Kamakam Sheiros Mitzuyos, and Bezin is considered a place of Sheiros Mitzuyos. So Maisa Bezin means it was found in Bezin, which means automatically it was Shayaros Mitzios. It was found in a public area where people come all the time. And still, only when we know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon do we not return it. But if we don't, then we would return it. Rabbi Zeira would say, Mikatani Kol Maisa Bezin Shenimtzu BeBezin. Does it say anything about Kol Maisa Bezin that is found in Bezin? Kol Maisa Bezin Yachzir Katani Lolam Dishtaka Chavrai. Kol Maisa Bezin, it says you return it, but that doesn't mean that it was found in Bezin, that we're talking about a Makom Sheya Sharis Mitzios. Maisa Bezin just might mean it's a Maisa Bezin, but was found, I don't know, in some farm somewhere. It could have been found in some remote location somewhere. So that's not necessarily a Raya that we're talking about Sheyaros Mitzios. But both Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira gave the same basic answer, that we have a stira that one place indicates that Lizman Meruba, you have to worry it's not the same get, and the other one said the other place indicates Lizman Meruba, you could assume it is the same get, and the answer is difference between place where Shayaras Mitzuyos or not. The Gemara is going to have two other answers to this stira. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Kigon Dekamri Edeme Olam Lo Chasamnu El Al Get Echad Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. You know when we're not worried that it might belong to someone else, if the Edom whose names are signed in that get say, listen, we've only signed one get ever on a person named Yosef Ben Shimon. Okay, so then you don't have to be choshish that maybe this get belongs to another Yosef ben Shimon. That's fairly obvious that you don't have to be choshish if they aid and verify that this is the only Yosef ben Shimon they've ever signed a get for. So no, one might think that you have to be choshish that there are other Edim that have the same names as these Edim that signed on the other Yosef ben Shimon's get. So kamash mlan, that's crazy to worry about such a coincidence. That's a little bit too much. Ravashi Amar, a final answer, Kigon to Ka'amar Nekev Yeshbo B'tzad Os Plonis, that they identify, the guy is able to identify his get through by saying that there's a hole next to a certain letter. Vidafka b'tzad os plonis, but it's only if he's able to say a hole in the exact location. Avolnekav bial malo, but if he just says that there's a hole in the get, that wouldn't be good enough to assume that it's the same person. Ravashi misafka le simanim idaraisa idrabanan. Ravashi wasn't sure whether simanim are daraisa or idrabanan. Therefore, when it came to a simon muvhak, like you're able to say b'tzad os plonis, that's enough. That he was willing to rely on. But if it was not a simon muvhak, he was not willing to rely on. So the clear in this Gemara that even if you say siman midrabanan, but if it's a siman mufak, it would seem like the Gemara is indicating that would be bina Torah. Meaning the whole question is a siman darais, a siman drabanan. That's when you're talking about a siman sheino mufak. But betzados plonus, that's a siman mufak. That would be midarais. So that's the sheet of Rov Rishonim, the Rash for the Ran, others. The Ravid, quoting the Shittu Mbetsa, says that even a siman mufak may only be midrabanan, but drabanan are masakin to rely on a siman mufak. So maybe only drabanan, but we're going to rely on it even for a get when it's a siman mufak. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with the story of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana tomorrow.